On the phone with Matt. Welcome back to another fun-filled, exciting, totally awesome. Now, if you've heard the show before, you know none of that's true. Last week was my birthday, and it has always been the day that I loved the most. That was my day. You know, it was the one day of the year that was meant for me, and I loved it. I would attempt, at least, to have a great time on that day. Back in 2019, my mom took me to lunch. Now, this was back when that's what we did. For years, we would go out for my birthday for lunch. She would treat, and we would have a good time. And all I've ever wanted in my life was a good relationship with my mom. As a kid, I wanted us to be great together. And I tried for most of my life to have that kind of relationship with her, but she never wanted that. And I was unable to accept that. So I looked forward to these birthday lunches because that was the one thing that kind of gave me what I wanted. She could have made lunch, you know. She could have made lunch. That would have been fine. We could have went to Wendy's. You know, usually we found a place that I liked. Since it was my birthday, you know, I was allowed to pick. I looked forward to it every year. And back in 2019, when I turned 40, we went to Hooters because I used to go to Hooters back in the day all the time with my buddies. That was our guys' night out place. We would go on, I think it was Thursday nights. We would get dinner and we would drink. We would get trashed drunk on a Thursday. And, you know, we were young enough that we could still go to work the next day just fine. But I stopped going to Hooters, a long time ago, too. Between 15 and 20 years ago, I stopped going. And I didn't know anything about the place other than what I had known. We stopped at a Hooters. It was a new thing for me. I was trying to pick a new place to go. And I thought, you know what? Maybe I'll go back there and enjoy the buffalo chicken sandwich, which was what I got every time I went, because it was delicious. Well, I found out quickly that they've changed some things. They remodeled the inside. I hated it. It looked terrible. They changed their menu. They no longer had the stuff. They did, but it was different. Very long story short, it was such a terrible experience. My mom, she went off on the waitress. She didn't even go off on her. She just pointed out to her that she was a bad waitress. You know, there was us and another table of people. And there were, I don't know how many waitresses, but there was at least the bartender and our waitress. There may have been another waitress. But she spent her entire time either away or with the other table. I guess because she knew them. To leave out all of the details of how bad it was, she finally came back to the table at the end of the meal. We had already complained to the manager that everything sucked. So she comes back and she inquires as to, was that everything okay? I didn't know. I just heard that. My mom said, well, how would you know? You haven't been here. You've never come to check on us. Other people brought our food. She had to go up to the bar to get me a refill because I refused. That's one of my things. I drink a lot, and I won't eat if I don't have something to drink, and I'm not going to flag you down. Do your fucking job. And so, you know, my wife and my mom were like, just go up to the bar and get a drink. No, I'm not sitting at the bar. I'm sitting here at this table. I have a waitress who comes to me. That's the fucking point. That's the principle. Come to me, refill my fucking drink. That's your job. I've been a server. That is your job. It's not hard to do that. If I can fucking do it, anybody can do it. Well, the waitress, she ran away crying into the bathroom. And that was like the best birthday gift I've ever been given. I've never made a waitress cry. And I wouldn't want to at all. That's why I've never done it still. I mean, I will tell a waiter or waitress if they're fucking up, but I didn't have to. She took care of it, and the waitress responded that way. I don't know what she's going on, you know, got going on in her life, but that was the last time I went to Hooters, and that'll be the last time I ever go. And not because of the service, but because of the food. It was absolutely garbage. Why they decide to make these changes that have worked for them for so long, I don't know. Well, it was the following year, the pandemic year, 2020. My birthday was coming up, November, and I had decided, because of the Hooters incident, to try another place. And there's a local chili place that I absolutely love. So I told my mom. So my mom, in an email, said she expects us, me and my wife, to wear masks. I asked her in the email, how are we supposed to eat? Like, I gather you want us to wear a mask, and we will, because that's what we do. But if you're that concerned about it, that you would bring it up, I want to know, do you want us to, I mean, we don't have to go out at all. You know, if you're afraid of catching COVID, and I was too, I get wearing the mask and being safe, but if we're going to be eating, we have to take the masks off. So if it's that important to you that you bring it up, you know, what are we supposed to do? And her response to me was, you can take your attitude and shove it. And she never apologized. I told her. I was asking because I was curious as to how you wanted to handle this. Since this is an issue to you, I want to make you comfortable. But I can shove it on my birthday? Thank you. And kindly fuck off. Now, it goes back to anything I said, she immediately took negatively. She expected negative from me all the time. And this is a long fucking thing. Like, she has all of these assumptions about me in her head that she thought up on her own over the years, over my entire life. And when I would say something about my life, if it didn't match the assumption, she would go with the assumption and I was a liar. And everything I said to her was negative all the time. I mean, when I told her that I had fibromyalgia and I've had it my whole life, she still didn't believe me, even though a doctor said so. She didn't believe me because, and her words were, well, I didn't know, but I'm telling you, but she still didn't believe me. Because she didn't know prior to that. I didn't either. What a terrible fucking way to live. All knowing, but she didn't, because she didn't know, then it wasn't true. Or because I said it, it must not be true. Or who knows? In her mind, she assumed that I didn't have that, and facts can't be bothered to change her assumptions. She gave me PTSD when I was 6. When I first decided to go to therapy, 2007, maybe 2008, she said, I give you permission to talk about me. I give you permission to talk about me. It was a joke to her, My mental health was a complete fucking joke to her. Always has been. It was getting bad, like, you know, I mean, it's always been bad, but we moved out in 2019, and a couple of times my wife and I would go back for dinner. We would have, you know, my mom would cook, and that's great. Whatever. She's a good cook. And I had my mental health issues going on, and I was really upset about something that was just, it was wrong. I believe it was the place where my wife was working at the time. And I had also got a job there, so, and the lady running the place was absolutely terrible. She was only doing it for the money. She did not give one fuck about the job. And it came out later when they found out she was stealing money from the company. So I was all, you know, when I get into my moods, when I get into my anger, I can be loud, I can be abrasive. I understand that. And I told her, my mental health is fucked. And she said to me, word for word, just don't be like that. Just don't. It's that easy. Did you know that? All these therapists are doing it wrong. They're going to college to learn how to be a therapist when all they have to do is say, just don't be like that. It's mind blowing. That's like Nobel Prize winning. Just don't be like that. And to make matters worse, and I went off on her for that, of course. Are you fucking kidding me? Just don't be like, it's that easy? Who knew? A short while later, my wife and I were over there for a visit, and she said it again and started laughing. So when she started talking, and now she's got tons of mental health problems. She sees a therapist. She takes meds. So she started telling me about this, the park across the street from her house. And apparently there are people who go to the basketball court and they will sit in, or they will leave their windows down or whatever in their car, and they will play their music really loud while they play basketball. And of course it's usually hip hop, I'm assuming. You know, I don't think that in that neighborhood they're listening to country really loud. And from her house, she can hear the bass. She can hear the thump. She said it rattles her windows. I don't deny that. I'm sure it happens. But she said it was driving her crazy. And she would actually go and get in her car and leave and drive around for hours until the park was closed and she would go home. She had called the police because there are sound ordinances, but nobody gives a fuck. I don't know why they even came up with sound ordinances, honestly. And she was telling me, it's driving me crazy. I don't know what to do. And I said, just don't be like that. And, you know, the irony was not lost on her. So she told me to shove it on my birthday, my 41st birthday, and that ruined my day. That completely ruined my day. She was just waiting. She always is just waiting to tell me in whatever way that she doesn't like me. And I finally had enough of it, and I kicked her out of my life earlier this year. And honestly, my life has been better because of it. Mentally, it was like a fucking mountain lifted up off of me. And I could not fucking worry about wishing I had a good relationship with my mom anymore. I didn't have to listen to her bullshit anymore. I didn't have to listen to her assumptions trump the reality of me. If you were to ask her to tell you who I am, you would never know that she was talking about me if you knew me. So now my birthday, because, you know, that it's my birthday. It means nothing to me now. And I know that's wrong. I know it should. I kicked her out of my life, so clearly I know she's the problem and not me. But it still, it fucks me up. That's her lasting impression on me. You know, just like the PTSD when I was 6. That will always be there. Controlling me in some degree. So now I'm 43. And I just shut down. I don't want to. I really don't. but I don't want anybody telling me happy birthday, because it's not. It's not a fucking happy birthday. They aren't anymore. Maybe they will be later. Maybe they will be next year. Maybe they will be in a couple of years. But right now, they're not. My birthday means nothing to me. I was born basically because my parents, and I've been told this, they were drunk and they didn't use protection and my dad didn't pull out. That's why I was born. That's why I was conceived. Because they were drunk on Jack Daniels and fucked. And here I am. My dad treated me good. He's good with kids, though. My mom is not. Never has been. My mom is very self-centered. She's incapable of loving somebody else. Flesh and blood, that doesn't mean anything. So there you go. That's my birthday. Sucked, you know. And, yeah. So right on the flip side of this little teeny tiny break, I'm going to talk about something else. Of course, I'm going to get off this depressing shit and move on to something else depressing. Stick around. Welcome back to On the Phone with Matt. I am Matt, and I am not on my phone. This whole show is a lie. Thanks for hanging out through that little teeny tiny break, and for this half, I'm going to talk about assholes. We all know them. We all love them. I'm talking about those people who are fighting tooth and nail to make the world what works for them. You know, bigots. Bigots and people who are unwilling to accept that anybody lives life different than they do. If you are gay, oh my God. I can't fathom how somebody else would live their life the way they want to. I see it all the time, you know, amongst friends on like Twitter. I just saw a post from a friend of mine who was complaining about these people who say shit that are like, you know, if your child is too young to drink, then they are too young to hear about sexuality and anything other than being straight. And, you know, I'm not a parent. And if I was, I would be a bad one in their eyes. Because I'm not going to tell my child, oh, what's that? You like kids of the same sex as you? Well, you're wrong. I'm not going to do that. If your child likes to dress up like their favorite superhero, you know, randomly, and run around the house fighting imaginary crime, are you going to say, honey, you're not Superman. Superman isn't real. No. Probably not. You're probably going to let them fly around acting like Superman. But when you hear a child say something like, I like boys, and your child is a boy, let them. Don't turn them out to be a hate-filled piece of shit like their parents. Don't you want the best for your kid? Don't fuck them up mentally from the get-go. I just talked about in the first half how shitty my mom was. When I found out I was queer, I was 36. But I had known my whole life. I just didn't know. When I figured it out at 36, everything became clear to me. All the questions I had growing up had been answered. That is why. Now I know. And when I told my mom, I came out to her. She accepted it. She was happy. And now, at least she had the good graces to say that, but I think that she was more happy to tell her friends how progressive as a mother she is, how accepting, and she's an ally. It's all about her, and that's why I think she was okay with it. Like, thank you for giving me the opportunity to look better to others. But still, she accepted it. unlike my dad, who I knew not to come out to and still haven't, but he found out through the grapevine and he didn't talk to me for 2 weeks and it still hasn't come out. Like, we still haven't talked about it. I think the point here is not to those people who are pieces of shit who think they have some right to tell everybody else how to live, which you don't. You don't. You are nobody. You are nobody. Just like every last fucking person on earth. All of us are nobody. Why worry about how somebody else is living if it doesn't affect you? It doesn't affect you. I don't give a fuck what you say or think. It does not affect you. Get it through your fucking head. It is not your problem. It is not your life. It does not affect you. Don't even think about it. Don't worry about it. Don't have a fucking opinion about it. It is not your concern. This message is not for those people. This message is for those people who argue with them and fight with them and get bothered by them. Don't. It's going on 2023. If they haven't figured it out by now, they're not going to. They don't want to. They do not want to be open. They want to make it their problem. They want it to bother them. They are not going to change. These people will shun their own family for living in a way that they don't agree with. What makes you think your opinion and your arguments and your facts are going to matter? They're not. Let them go. Forget them. Block them from your life. Don't even fucking acknowledge them. That's how they continue to have their power, is by being acknowledged for their bullshit. So stop. They're like Freddy Krueger. If you don't fucking talk about them, and you don't give them that acknowledgement, they go away. Don't let them. Just fucking forget them. And your life will become better because you won't have that extra stress in your life. You won't have that extra bullshit going on. Your emotions aren't going to get all out of whack when you get pissed off seeing this stupid shit. Block them on social media. Don't talk to them. Don't give them that fucking joy. You are feeding into their bullshit. They are nobody. They are nobody. Let them know that by not acknowledging them, by ignoring them. I don't give a fuck anymore. It used to piss me off. I don't fucking care. If the way I live my life bothers you, that's a you problem. That's a not a me problem. If anything, it's going to make me want to continue doing that just to ruin your life. Thank you for letting me know you're upset with how I live. And I hope it fucking kills you. I hope it ruins your life. I hope you lay awake at night pissed off because other people are living their lives the way they want to live them. I hope it ruins your life if you're that kind of person. Fuck you. You mean nothing to me. Absolutely nothing. You occupy no space in my mind. None. And that's the way it should be. If you're bothered by the kind of things that they say, they're taking up space in your head. Why? That's valuable land. That's valuable property. Don't give it away to people who don't deserve it. I'm not going to let them fuck me over mentally because they're not worth, they're nobody. They don't deserve that. They haven't earned it. They're nobody. They're fuck them. They are nobody. You don't like that I'm queer? Cool. I hope it hurts. I hope it eats at you. I really fucking do. As a matter of fact, if I could choose that, I would choose to be queer just to ruin your fucking life. You know, it blows me away. I see these pictures of, I just saw one yesterday of these, this fucking, I guess it's a militia, I guess. A bunch of fat fucking out of shape, pieces of shit, white male assholes with, you know, assault rifles. With those looks on their faces like, oh, we're here to be the end all of everything we fucking hate. We're going to be so erect after we put down all of the non-white, non-straight, non-Republican fucking worthless slime. We're going to go home, fuck our mothers, and have a few more kids that we can pass along our shitty lifestyle to. Yeah, the one guy on the end of the picture said he had a shirt on. It said something to the effect of white, straight, Republican, male. Something at the bottom of the shirt, it said something about, is there anything else I can do to piss you off? Nope. You don't bother me at all. Because you're ignorant. You're trash. You are a trash human being who's trying to impose your life onto everybody else. And you're making a terrible go of it. You are not making it look attractive at all. You're not making your lifestyle look attractive. I would rather be gay than live like that. I would rather be black 100 times over than live like that. I would rather be a Democrat than live like that. I would rather be a female than live like that. I would rather be everything you hate a million times over all together at once than be like that. I'm just weighing my options. Be a miserable fucking prick whose life has no meaning other than ruining everybody else's lives versus taking this one chance I have at life and living it so that I enjoy it. I'm going to be me. I'm sorry that doesn't fit into your fucking mold. But your mold sucks. Your mold sucks. Now, the thing is, they may say something like, well, I'm living my life to its fullest. Yeah, okay, maybe your life to what could potentially be its fullest because you have nothing else. You have nothing else going for you. You sit at home thinking about this shit. Every conversation you have is about this shit. You lay in bed thinking about this shit before you go to sleep, and you wake up thinking about this shit. This is your life. Changing other people's lives to fit your life, to fit your mold, is your life. Do you know how much life you're actually missing out on by living that way? Closed-minded individuals are not going to learn. They're not going to change their views. No matter what you say, they only give a shit about what's right for their comfort. And that's it. They want to bring everybody down who isn't like them because they can't handle living in a world with diversity. So why, I ask you, would you let that happen? Why would you let them bother you? They're closed-minded. They're not going to change. And they don't realize that we're not going to change. They don't care. And they're going to hate us for not changing. Let them hate us. Because their opinion means nothing. Nothing at all. Fuck them. Move on. And the sooner you do that, the better off you'll be. Mentally. Live your life. Live your life. Please. Be who you are. And be the best you can be. Be you so much that it fucking kills them. And then be more. I accept you for who you are. I do not accept you if your life is nothing but hate towards others. There's no room in this world for that anymore. It's full. We're done. The limit has been reached. It's over. Live your fucking life to the best you can live it. Be you to the best you can be. Are you gay? Fucking beautiful. Be gay. Be who you are. I don't know. Anybody who would take something as beautiful as love and turn it into a negative thing isn't worth your time. So what you're telling me is you love, you're going to hell. I don't understand that logic at all. Do you know that before religion forced everybody to be their religion, people lived happily. They lived their life. They lived happily. There was queerdom everywhere. And civilization continued. Can you believe that? I just had somebody on Twitter the other day say something about... I saw a thing that said in a couple of hours, this was a couple days ago, in a couple of hours, the population of the world is expected to cross 8 billion people. This world was overpopulated when it hit 7 billion. And now we got a billion more than that. Keep in mind that there are wars going on all over the place. People are dying all the time. And we're still gaining in population. So I made a comment about it on Twitter about, you know, how it's fucking terrible. Stop having kids. And some jackass with this mindset I've been talking about comes on. Somebody I don't know, you know, one of these keyboard warriors came on and tried to start shit. So you're suggesting we should just end civilization? Yes, that's what I'm saying. If you are what civilization is, please, let's fucking end it now. Because I said the world's overpopulated, that means that we should get rid of 8 billion people. That's exactly, they went to the extreme opposite of what I was saying because they think everybody has to have children. And I hate that mindset too. I have no kids that I'm aware of, and I'm so fucking happy about that. Oh my God. Every time I'm out in public and I see kids being kids, I'm like, whoa, dodged a bullet there. What I'm saying is, life will always find a way. I don't give one fuck about humanity, okay? Humans have been around for about 300,000 years. Which in the grand scheme of things is nothing. There are too many of us doing too many shitty things to everybody else. This world is a shithole and it's falling fast. No, I'm not talking about wipe out civilization, though for the planet's sake, that would be a better thing. But what I'm saying is the world is over fucking populated. We are clearing out nature so that we can put more houses for more of our fucking shitty kids. You know, I just blocked them. That's all I do anymore. I don't engage. Cause you're not, like I said, you're not going to teach them anything. They are not willing to hear what you have to say. That is the point here. They do not give a fuck what you have to say. Conversation is null and void, so don't waste your breath. If you hear these closed-minded fucking slack-jawed yokels trying to get a reaction out of you, trying to get a rise out of you, trying to upset you, that is what they want. They are there for one reason only, to ruin your day. To leave a lasting impression in your mind of the stupidity that comes out of their mouth. That is what feeds them. Don't give them that. They don't deserve it. And you don't deserve to have your day ruined by these fucking idiots. I'll talk to you next week. Peace.